Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Joshua in regards to a jade plant. And just a couple things to be doing. A jade plant is a succulent plant, very low maintenance. Not a lot you need to do with it. So, we already discussed about when the last time he repotted it. It was a few years ago, 2-3 years ago. Problem is, it's so big, it's hard to do. So,
yep.
Not much we can do there. So,
No. What
can we do to make it stronger? So, first off, we want to make sure that it's in indirect sunlight. Too much sunlight can affect it. So, Making sure it is away, from that area. So, about 4 to 6 hours of indirect sunlight a day. You would try to do the same thing as you were doing with your paper whites, is moving them gradually. You don't need to do it like every other day. This is like maybe once a week type thing. Move it a little bit. Nothing crazy. Okay?
Yeah.
Water, don't need to water very often. You just kind of check the soil. Might be once a week, every other week. That's not a big deal. Fertilizer, we talked about once a year. And we're going to do that coming out of the winter dormant period. One of the other things that's going to help the plant and kind of rejuvenate it a little bit is propagating from it. So taking some of the jade plant and growing new plants from a stem or leaf cuttings, it's easier to do it from like a stem, right? Because the leaf cuttings, it just takes a little bit longer, etc.
Okay, yes.
But what it's going to do, it's like a pruning for the jade plant. You know, it doesn't need a pruning, right? We don't need to go through there and say, all right, every year before this period of time, we're not looking to do that. This is a pruning that's going to help affect it a bit, kind of just build on it some. I would definitely try to kind of clean it up, cut some of the branches back so it can rejuvenate and put new growth coming out all of those branches.
Should I use rooting hormone when I take cuttings?
100%. 100%.
And should I put it in perlite or should I put it in loose soil?
So I would actually put it right into a cactus type soil. They make a cactus and succulent mix. Definitely just use that. That's going to be easier for you. And it doesn't do well in just regular potting soil anyways. So that cactus mix to start it off, perfect for you, honestly.
They have a hard time spreading roots. It takes a long time for them to spread roots.
It takes some time. It really does. They're not like a quick one like some others, but it can take a couple weeks to a month or so for it to start developing the roots. So just keep an eye on it. You don't need to push tons of water on that or anything like that. This is just kind of let it go. You know, water the soil prior. That's what I always do when I'm doing when I'm propagating. Water the soil, let it kind of be, not compacted, but so there's no air bubbles in the soil, and just kind of build from there. You don't need to water it often. Let it do its thing and go from there. You can put a couple in the same pot. It doesn't have to be just one. That way you can try to make it a bigger, stronger plant, longer term there. But the thing is the plant needs this, in essence, to help it grow stronger and longer.
Okay. To be honest with you, Patrick, I would be afraid to even move it because it's so big and it's literally against the bay window. And I feel if I don't stake it, I can't move it. Because you know how things happen.
Yeah, no, I understand.
The thing's huge. It's the biggest jade plant I've ever seen in my life. It's gorgeous, but that's beside the point. But a couple more quick questions.
Sure.
My spider plant. It's pretty root bound, I would imagine. It's been in the same pot for, it constantly shoots out spiders. So, you know, that it only shoots out spiders when it actually has a good root system.
Yep.
But, I'm afraid when I pull it out of that pot, it's going to fall apart. Cause you know how that goes.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's going to happen to you, honestly.
Okay.
I think you're fine, honestly.
Go with like a 2-inch pot bigger or bigger than that?
Probably like a 2-inch pot. You don't want to go too big because too much can overwhelm it. So definitely, you know, a couple inches would be fine. And honestly, you'll be okay to do it.
Well, as far as I've learned, spider plants like to be root-bound in order to throw out, you know, babies.
So, they do. But yeah. If it hasn't happened, if you haven't, you know, repotted it in a number of years, it's going to help it.
At least.
Yeah, so that's going to help it. I would look to repot it and then not have to do it for a number of years after.
One more question.
Sure.
Hostas, variegated hostas and standard green hostas. Funny story. Some of my hostas were green, and then the year thereafter, they were variegated. I don't know why this happens, but it happens. The real question of the hostas is, when is the best time to split them? Because, you know, they get out of control. Hostas take over.
Yep. Now, first thing in the spring is the best time. When they're starting to grow up.
On the ground or?
Yeah, once they're starting to grow a bit, that's okay. Definitely where you want to go.
So honestly. I want to let them get green a little bit and then split them?
Yeah, just let them start to grow up, even if they're just at that starting form where they have, you know, they're kind of like rolled at the beginning.
Yep.
That's when you want to do it.
Yeah, because the leaves do like unroll. That is true. And hate to bring this up, but orchids.
Yep.
I have like 5 of them, and obviously the flowers have passed. The stalk, dried out. I cut it. at the bottom. When do orchids grow a new shoot to flower?
Usually it's a number of months after the fact.
I got no clue. You know what I mean? I have no idea. And I don't just want to see leaves all the time. The flowers are beautiful.
Yep.
Yep.
So orchids, you know, when they re-bloom is usually in the fall. The natural time frame for this to happen once they've done their thing.
Okay.
You know, it just kind of goes into that dormant stage for a number of months, number of years, not years, number of months, excuse me. You know, once the flower...
I can put it outside, though, in the summer. Can I put it to summer camp or no?
Well, you can put it outside, but it's not something you want to go in, like, you know, heavy, heavy sun, because the sun is a lot different in the summer. Keep it that amount, but, you know, right now you're looking to keep it in, like, a colder location, keep it cool, just let it do its thing during the winter months, and then kind of stimulate it again the same way in the fall. That's what really pushes it into new growth.
Awesome, dude. You've been very helpful, as always. Say hi to your dad.
Will do. All right, thanks, Joshua. Have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye. Phone number here, 855-660-4261.
Fair Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the collie, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And lots of great information today. Definitely, if you haven't, you can go back and listen to it. On our website, you go to paulparent.com. You can go to listen live, and you can actually, as the hour ends, it'll pop up on there. You click on there, the link. Go to the GCN website, and that's where we'll get that info. Anyways, lots of good info today. I definitely, thinking houseplants, but we're also thinking spring. We're thinking what we can do for lawns, what we can do, those types of things. We want to have something to look forward to. And part of that is the lawn, part of it's garden. Really look for something, right? All right, so I have a funny story for all of you. I think that I was upset with myself. So I talk about getting ready for the next season all the time. And I say, all right, do this, do this. And I talked about getting your snowblower ready. And I said, hey, get it out now. Take a look at it. And this was months ago. Pull the cord, make sure it's got gas, all that stuff. Guess what I didn't do? I didn't check any of those things, and I don't know why. I usually do. So I went out, Friday morning with the snow. I tried to, look in. I didn't put gas in. But guess what? I didn't have any gas. So I've already failed miserably on what I tell you guys to do. Then I get gas, put it in. I pull the cord, nothing. Try again. Nothing. I look around. There's a little nest hanging out underneath the gas tank. I can see all the grass that was pulled into it. Now, I haven't had a chance to go through it to pull it, but if I had paid attention and done like I tell you guys to do, this probably wouldn't be a problem. So, take that as your warning of you should probably do those things if you haven't already. But man, I couldn't believe it. I went to use it and I'm like, I talk so much about doing all these things and I'm the one who doesn't do it. Ugh. Anyways, I got the shovel out, cleaned it up, like I told you. But the funnier thing is the last storm I didn't need. It was just a little bit didn't need, you know, to use that. I used the shovel. Broke my favorite shovel, that nice and clean out there. Had to use a different shovel. So I'm telling you, snow hasn't been nice to me this season. But it is what it is. So, if you haven't used your snowblower in a while, you should probably try and get it to work. Even though the snow's probably already cleaned at your house, make sure it works. Don't do what I did. Because, wow. One against everything. Anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And got about an hour and a half left in the show. Plenty of time for questions. And we'll do everything we can to help you out today. You know, been thinking a number of things. I started talking about the lawn. Lawn to me is one that takes a lot of work, but at the end of the day can really help you. You know, once it's done, it's kind of done. And it's just a little bit of upkeep. So I just want to talk a little bit about it because I'm going to be doing it in my yard. So in the next segment, we'll talk a little bit more about lawns and what else we could be doing to be successful this year. So if you have questions, call us, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
News update. Former President Donald Trump weighing in on how he thinks the USA can deal with reaching its debt limit.
Former President Trump warning Republicans not to cut entitlement programs as part of their negotiations to raise the debt ceiling. Trump said under no circumstances should Republicans vote to cut a single penny from Medicare or Social Security. Instead, he said cuts should be made in foreign aid, immigration programs, and what he's calling climate extremism. House Republicans have said they will not raise the debt ceiling unless deep cuts are made to federal spending. I'm John Schaefer.
Police in Florida say that a woman shot her terminally ill husband while he was at the hospital yesterday. At least 9 people dead, multiple others injured after a mass shooting in Monterey Park, California. The shooter has not been identified. Actor Taylor Kinney announcing he's stepping away from the NBC show Chicago Fire after 10 years for a personal matter. Corey Myers, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I started talking about a little bit before the break. Lawn renovation, right? Something just to look forward to and think about. Something I'm going to be looking at doing. But I want to give you some information. One of the biggest bits of information is we always look at timing, right? And the best time of year to reno a lawn is during late summer. Between August 15th and September 15th. Probably the best time. But I'm the type of person who looks at it and says, if the lawn doesn't look good, I'm not waiting until that period of time. So you can do it at any time of the year, as long as the growing season is happening. So something to think about. And we have a call, so I want to get to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Ted's in Royalton.
Ted, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, the gentleman was just talking about his 35-year-old jade plant.
Yes, sir, yep.
I have one that's about 40 years old. And it started about 4 inches around. It's in about a 16-inch pot, very, very pot-bound.
Yep.
And mine is in full flower right now. Mm-hmm. Is that rare that they do flower?
I mean, I wouldn't call it rare, but it's not common.
It's not common?
Not all the time, right? It's not something that always kind of happens.
Mine always does it once a year. I leave it outdoors on my screened-in porch all summer, and I bring it in as late as I can in the fall. And I think with the shorter days and the cooler temperatures, it sets its flower buds, and then I bring it in, and about now, which is the middle of January, it flowers like every year. It's done, been doing that for the past, probably 10 years, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a, you ever seen one flower?
I haven't seen it in person. I've just seen pictures. But, you know, the thing is I think, you know, the first 10 to 15 years of its life cycle, it doesn't flower. And that's kind of where a lot of people are seeing it, aren't why they're not seeing it.
Right, right.
It flowers when it's an older plant, bigger plant.
And be butt bound, too.
Yes, right.
Yeah, that helps, yes.
You know, it's once it kind of reaches its maturity, that's kind of when it'll start to do it.
Right.
So I think that's why not everybody kind of sees it.
Right.
I do like the fact that you keep it out on the porch for, you know, the summer months.
Oh, yes.
It's definitely beneficial for any plant.
Right.
So.
And it gets filtered light through my screen. I have like a screen.
Yep.
It's in behind the screen. And it would be in direct sunlight, but it's filtered sunlight through as it goes through the screen. And it does very well out there. My problem is now it's getting too big. I'm 75 years old, and I have a problem about getting in from point A to point B every year.
Yep.
And I'm looking to sell it. I was wondering if you had any idea what it might be worth.
Oh, something that age kind of, I mean, to the right person, I would definitely, you could probably get some good amount for it. I would think, I mean, you said it's how old?
Between 35 and 40 years old. It was probably early 90s when it happened, when I parted it.
Yeah, I would say at least a few hundred dollars, at least, minimum.
Well, that's what I was thinking, too. The last fall, before I brought it in, I called up several of the greenhouses in the area, and one in Gardner was only going to give me $35. I says, well, it's got to be worth more than $35. Then I called up a couple other ones, and they weren't big enough greenhouse to carry the thing. It was smaller.
You know, you're probably better off actually trying to find like a garden club, some group that really enjoys houseplants or, you know, plants in general.
Yes.
They seem to be enthusiastic when it comes to that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful plant, Patrick. Beautiful plant.
Definitely. Yeah. I bet it is. I really, something that big, it's amazing. You know, and if you, if one of those things, if say you end up having it for, you know, the next season, see what you can do about finding, you know, a heavier duty a tray, like a saucer underneath that comes on wheels, right? So you can kind of roll it a little bit. Maybe that could help you if you end up having to keep it for a while.
Well, rolling would be okay, but there's a couple steps involved.
Ah, I got you.
I can't just roll it out, and if I did, I would probably keep it to the day I die. But my problem is now it needs a new home, is what it needs.
Yeah, I would definitely take a look at some local garden clubs or those types of things. They'll definitely have an idea. If you were online, you know, on Facebook, one of those things, they have such different. There's so many different groups out there that are very enthusiastic about houseplants that would probably take that plant off your hands very easily and pay for it. So,
right. One thing I would tell your listeners is to don't give up on your J plant. They do flower. Keep them as long as you can, and they will reward you with flowers.
Well, that's awesome. It's a pretty cool thing when they happen, and it's a sign of maturity for the plant.
And they're nice just looking at them when they're green, but when they flower, it's spectacular, actually. It's very pretty.
All definitely.
Right, talking to you, Patrick.
You as well. You have a great rest of your day, Ted.
All right. God bless. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's amazing how long jades can last, right? They they can last forever, really. Great little plant. I say little, they're not little. It's a great plant to have. So definitely worth taking the time and keeping. And they're fairly easy to keep alive, right? That's one of the things is, you know, if some of these houseplants, you feel like it's another child in the house, whereas a jade plant would not be. So definitely take a look at a jade plant going forward. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before we were talking with Ted, we were talking lawn rentals, taking care of it, and I was giving you the time frame of it, right? The biggest reasons why they suggest renovations of the lawn in the late summer is there's minimal weed competition and the cooler temperatures and usually a lot more rainfall. It helps new seedlings, it helps their environment, helps everything. So that's one of the reasons. But I am going to do it in the spring because I think that waiting, I mean, I don't want my lawn to look like barren weeds all year. So I'm just going to do it in the spring. But I'm just putting it out there for you so you understand it. Now, we got some more calls on the line, so I'm going to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Catherine's in Haverhill.
Catherine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Well, I was just listening to the man with the jade plant, and if he's still listening, I was thinking that maybe some Chinese restaurants might be interested in that plant.
It's a good point. Definitely a good point.
I mean, if he's still listening, maybe he knows of some and he could inquire. But my question is, I have somebody gave me a Christmas cactus plant. I think it's Christmas cactus. I'm not sure. But I need to give them back their pot that it's in.
Okay.
I wanted to know what the best type of pot is to put a Christmas cactus plant in, like a clay pot, a plastic pot.
So you could definitely put it in any type of pot, and it's not going to affect it. But the ones that you would look at, you know, I might just go decorative because The thing is with Christmas cactus, they can live for long periods of time. And so, you know, you want it to at least look like something, right? You don't want it to just be this plastic pot. So, you know, you can do a plastic pot. It's not going to harm the plant by any means. But I think I would look at a decorative pot, more of like a ceramic. It could be, you know, a porcelain. It could be any of those pots. It's making sure you have, you know, a hole in the bottom for water.
Yep.
And really just taking care of it. That's it. It doesn't need to be anything fancy,
okay.
But it can be. Really up to you.
And also, could you tell me what type of fertilizer is best for that type of plant and when should it be fertilized and also where it should be put, what, you know, like as far as light.
Okay. Now, a Christmas cactus, you know, is a very common this time of year, right? So you get it, and you just wonder where to put it. What do I do? Is it sun? Is it full sun? Well, you're looking for a partial sunlight. Doesn't need to be full sun. Doesn't need to, you know, be in full shade. It's just we're looking for partial sun. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're looking for a well-drained type soil. So really any soil to mix into it would be, you know, an indoor type soil. That's all we're looking to do. We're not looking to have any, like, special soil, just an indoor potting soil. So when you repot it, nice and easy for you. Again, like I said, for the care, partial sun, so it doesn't need to be right up against a window, but maybe filtered light for part of the day, right?
Okay.
That would help you. You know, it's going to, once it's done blooming, you know, it's not, we're not done with the plant. Just kind of let it go dormant. It wants to have a dormancy period. It doesn't want to, you know, be fertilized during that period. It doesn't want to be pushed into growth, but it can still stay in those same areas of sun, right, of partial sun. It's not not one where you have to move it at that point, okay?
Okay, and also, when is it not a good time to fertilize it, and with what should I fertilize it with?
So fertilizing, we don't do during the winter months after it starts blooming, right?
Okay.
So after it starts blooming, you don't want to fertilize it. I will give you some more information on the other side of the break, so I want you to hang tight so we can get you the right fertilizer for that plant. So hang tight. We'll be back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all natural.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Catherine in regards to a Christmas cactus. We were talking fertilization, right? And I want to just go over it again. So, I know I said once it's done blooming, don't feed it. I apologize, I just went ahead of myself here. So this is how I want you to fertilize. And you want to fertilize with like a succulent type fertilizer, or you can do it with a slow release like Osmocote type fertilizer, but it's just an all-purpose indoor fertilizer, okay? Something that's balanced.
I have this Jax all-purpose. It's a 20-20-20.
Yeah, you could do that like once a month, okay? But here's
after
how I want
stops,
you to...
After it stops blooming?
No, so this is how I want you to do it. I apologize. Okay. I mixed up my words.
Okay.
So this is how I want you to do it. So you're going to feed it during the early spring and summer months, okay? But once you've noticed the formation of flower buds, which is usually late summer, early fall, that's when you stop feeding it. And then after it's done blooming again and the blooms have all gone by, not just the first round of blooms, because usually what you'll see is it'll bloom, some will die back, and then more blooms will kind of come through. Once it's totally done blooming, you can go back into the monthly feeding. But it can bloom, depending upon when it starts, you know, all of December, all of January, and parts of February, and then you're going back into it in March when it's really out of dormancy at that period. So it's just once a month.
I have a strange thing to say, though. This plant that I have now is, I don't know why, but it's just starting to bloom now.
Well, that's actually a good thing for you. Because
okay. I mean, there are some buds that they haven't opened yet, but they're getting big to open, and then I can see some tiny little ones on the tips of the leaves.
So you definitely have the Christmas cactus form. It would be close to... close to the Easter cactus, but you're more of a Christmas cactus.
Okay.
I would think, just based on the time frame.
Oh.
You know, usually Christmas cactus will bloom to the end of December into January. So we're, you know, we're not far. Whereas the Easter cactus starts to bloom in March. So you're like the in-between. So I definitely think it's a Christmas cactus for you.
Okay.
But again, when you repot it, look at like a cactus mix. They have some cactus mixes out there, cactus and succulent. One of them would be from Espoma. It's a great mix. Okay. Use that as your mix to get the, when you repot it into that new pot that you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, you know, I wouldn't fertilize it until spring, really, once it's done, it's the blooming process. And you can just use just a regular all-purpose, and that Jax that you have is a good one.
Okay.
Alrighty.
And just one more thing. When I do transplant it into the new pot, I'm so afraid it's going to break apart. I mean, it should be a little damp, the soil, right?
A little bit, yeah. So what you're going to want to do is you'll place a little bit of the soil into the pot. You know, on the side, you know, so it,
yep.
And then make sure that the soil has been watered at that point. I like to water the plants before because what it does is compacts the soil around. It gets all the air pockets out, allows the plant to kind of just dig into where it needs to be, fill the soil around it, then water.
Okay.
You know, once you've put the plant in, fill the soil around it, water it again.
Okay.
Because you might need to add more soil at that point, right? So that's what we're looking at. But the best way for you to do it, place your hand over the top of the pot that it's in. So it kind of is holding the plant. Then flip the plant.
Hard to do, but okay.
Well, do your best to like flip it over and hold on to it. And then you can place it into the next pot that you have. That's usually the easiest way to do it. But if it's kind of hard to do, you know, put it on its side.
You can't put your hand on top of the plant, but you have to put it like around the side of the plant and try to hold it down, right?
Yeah, do your best.
Okay.
That's what we're looking for you to do.
Okay, and it does need some sun though, right?
Filtered sun. You know, 5 to 6 hours of filtered sun during the day will help.
And when you say filtered, it means like.
It does. It's indirect. It doesn't have to be right at the window. It can be near one.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate the information. Thank you very much.
Have a great one. Okay. We'll be back.
Bye. Yep.
Bye-bye.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.